This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, it is a Reaction Monday right here live on The Drive on Sports Radio 610. Remember, it is a Monday and The Drive is off a little early today. So get ready for D'Amico Ryans and the coaches show that's coming up behind us. So stay tuned as they get ready for this big one against the Colts. A little news here, Clint. We talked about last week when they made the move right before the game. I mean, my man Damian Pierce, they didn't let him make it to the game. Right before the game, they cut him loose and released him. And Clint, of course, naturally, he is signed with the Chiefs in their practice squad. Also with that, Clint, former Texans running back Damian Pierce, who is signing with the Chiefs practice squad, had offers from the Chargers in the playoffs right now, the Broncos in the playoffs right now, the Bears in the playoffs right now, the Eagles in the playoffs right now, the Colts in the playoffs right now, the Bengals and the Dolphins. All of those teams he had offers from and also interest from others. That's a lot of teams and a lot of teams that are in it right now. He is eventually signed with the Chiefs, but Clint, are you surprised after how we've seen the Texans approach him this year, where he is either not dressed or he has really just been a kick returner? You surprised this many teams and this many teams that are vying for something right now were interested in him?
Yeah, that's a bigger number than I thought. I said when we talked about it, like I'll be surprised if he clears waivers. And you know, so any of these teams, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, he may be of the ilk where waivers isn't a thing for him. But I think he cleared waivers, which means every team passed on him originally and then came back, and these would have all been quote-unquote free agent offers, I believe is how that works.
Yeah, I normally would assume that, yeah, but if he's waived, yeah.
So there's, you know, to think that there were 7-8 teams that were interested, I think that's a big number. Interesting that he lands with the Chiefs. I'm not real familiar with their running back situation, other than Kareem Hunt seems to be the cat that always lands on his damn feet and went for 100 yards last week. So yesterday. I mean,
he's nearly dead. He had 30 carries, and they play again Thursday. And then Isaiah Pacheco has missed the last three games with a knee injury. They think he's going to return, but I mean, they had to run Clyde Edwards-Helaire out there for 5 carries, and he just was out of football. So
I didn't know Clyde was still with us, but I guess he's back.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he got 8 carries. I mean, 5 carries yesterday, and they probably didn't want to do that. So yeah, I think he will definitely probably help him in the kick return game, as we've seen that, especially during the D'Amico time, was, you know, his best role for the team. But no, man, I it'll be interesting to see how he plays in this system, in that system, as opposed to, you know, what we looked and saw him when he was having to do the zone read stuff and whatever it is they were trying to do here with Nick Caley's offense. So it'll be interesting to see how he lands and how he does there.
Well, I tell you what, it'd just be interesting to see. I've stood on the mountaintop of it's silly to sit down here and talk about he doesn't fit a zone scheme. I mean, hell, every high school in Texas is running inside and outside zone. To say an NFL running back doesn't fit that is plumb ass silly, in my opinion. Now I've seen some pretty good minds maybe side with the Texans that is what the deal was. We'll see. I guarantee you Andy Reid's got inside and outside zone in his playbook. I guarantee you he's got a little G scheme in his playbook. So we'll see if Damian Pierce ends up working out there, maybe getting a little bit of run and see if he looks halfway decent. It's hard for me to know. Is this one of them pickups of like, hey, man, we got a meaningful game in 2 weeks. Let's pick him up and kind of pick his brain. Or is this one, we really like this guy. We clearly have a running back need and depth issue. We really like this guy and he can get some run. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think Spags is like, man, we got to get this cat to give us some intel. Here, I think they really need help in the backfield. I think he may see some time Thursday in their next game against the Cowboys. All right, Clint, looking back at the CJ situation, we believe he will play on Sunday and get his role back as a starter with the Texans in this important game against the Colts. He's had some time to look back and look at things. And Clint, what are some changes I don't know if we expect or you're hoping to see from CJ from his time off after watching how this team has played on offense?
Well, yeah, I want to revisit a few things because I do, even me watches it through a quarterback's eye and studies the film. I do think there's like when you watch Davis in the same offense, I do think there are a few things that just really stood out. That I think would benefit CJ and things that personally in my evaluation, in my film study before weren't always the case recently with CJ. So, and I think it starts with the command at the line of scrimmage. Okay. All offenses need the quarterback to have command at the line of scrimmage. And I'm not saying that CJ doesn't have command of the offense and a good understanding of the offense and knows how to handle things. I'm saying that even Davis Mills even keeled ass. When you watch the TV copy, you can hear Davis Mills communicating and using his hands and talking and pointing guys out and all that kind of. And I believe that CJ Stroud would benefit from being more. What word am I looking for, Ron? More just using his arms and more animated in how he commands this offense. I think this isn't CJ's got a different vibe. He's got more swag and he's cool. No, if especially in this offense. I mean, think back to the days of Brady doing it, of how he's standing at the line of scrimmage pointing and yelling and changing and running up to the center and tapping on the button, making sure he can hear. We need to see more of that from CJ Stroud. And I think seeing it from Davis and hearing it from Davis, I think was good to see, right? And it reminded me of like, no, we need to see CJ move in that direction. It was obvious that, we've heard from CJ and company. We've heard them talk about, well, we're just working on, we got to get out of the huddle quicker so that we have more time, more time at the line of scrimmage for the defense to declare. Well, hell, we've been talking about that for a year and a half now. Right, I mean, we've been talking about that for a year and a half now about how we got to get out of the, what do we need to do offensively? Well, it starts with getting out of the huddle quicker and getting to the line of scrimmage. Well, Davis seemed to be pretty good at that. The pace seemed to be pretty good. Davis didn't appear to be overwhelmed. Again, you could hear him on the TV copy communicating. I think CJ can take another step in his development just from that command at the line of scrimmage perspective, and I think Davis showed the way of kind of like, hey, this is kind of what it looks like, and he watched it for 3 weeks. So I think it starts there, Ron.
So the way he communicates,
being more in control and more aware. And again, it's not a knock saying that CJ wasn't in control, but it's one of those of like being the more vocal, animated leader at the line of scrimmage. I would argue I want him more vocal and animated on the sideline too, especially when times aren't good, but. Absolutely, at the line of scrimmage, and even more so than Davis was, but the fact that you could see mild-mannered Davis doing it a little bit more actively than CJ, I think that's a lesson that could be learned and help CJ in a big way. The other one is I think it's obvious to all of us. I mean, I think it's clear that Davis and Nico Collins have a different level. They got a different level of chemistry, Ron, and maybe it's the backup that doesn't have a starting job to keep or a Pro Bowl expectations or whatever.
Maybe they came in together. I don't know. Yeah,
but and maybe it's the veteran, more of a veteran. But it just seemed like Davis Mills had the willingness and ability to go screw whatever's going on this side of the field. I know Coach said that versus this look, I should probably work over here to Dalton or
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yada, yada, yada. But I'm going to give Nico a look. I'm going to give Nico an opportunity here to make a play. And I thought Davis, under several different circumstances over 3 games, clearly was doing that. We've seen CJ do it as well. It just hasn't been as prevalent this year. It seems like CJ's a little more focused on not making a mistake, on not getting behind the chains kind of deal, and which leads me to my third point. The command of the line of scrimmage, feeding Nico, and then the third point, which is just let it rip. CJ's got great instincts. CJ's a great, physically gifted, great player. You know, don't be afraid to be you. Take the chances. Manage with your instincts, but don't run from your instincts. His instincts are to be a little bit more aggressive, and that's okay. He needs to do those things. Just manage them, but just don't be afraid to be you, man. I think Davis, I know everybody doesn't like who he is because he is a backup quarterback, right? So it's not always this flashy, you know, just crazy to watch type of product. But I think Davis Mills goes out there every day and takes risk when he sees fit, not necessarily when the offense dictates it. And I think CJ could learn from that. Let it rip, young fella.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.